Now, the former Yemeni president has described as a coup the recent fighting between Saudi-backed troops and forces allied to the United Arab Emirates in southern Yemen. Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi said the rebellion and weapons would not help achieve peace or build a state. He renewed his call for a ceasefire and urged both sides to join their forces to fight against the Ansar Allah fighters. Deadly clashes continued on Monday for the second day in a row between armed groups loyal to Saudi Arabia and the UAE in the port city of Aden. According to the International Committee of the Red Cross, at least 36 people have been killed and nearly 200 others wounded. The violence has exposed deep cracks within the Saudi-led coalition, which have been carrying out the bloody war campaign against Yemen since March 2015. Let's speak to Lawrence Davidson. He's a lecturer with Westchester University, and he joins us via Skype from Pennsylvania. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Davidson. Now, this infighting that we're seeing in Aden, does this show how fragile this coalition is, specifically when it comes to the UAE government versus the Saudi government, or is there more to it than meets the eye?
My suspicion is that there is more to it than meets the eye. I think that there's tactical, or maybe you could call it strategic, maneuvering here, and that perhaps what the Saudis and the Emirates have decided is that they're going to split the country, that they're going to set up a mini state in the south, divide the country, and therefore be able to concentrate their efforts and their troops and their attacks more efficiently against the Houthis. So I'm not sure if this is a Saudi Emirates split, but perhaps a decision to essentially isolate the southern part of the country and establish it as independent and then move on from there.
Right. Now, we heard Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, the former Yemeni president, saying that rebellion and weapons would not help achieve peace or build a state. Now, he has been sort of a puppet, as many have pointed out, for the Saudis and for their campaign. Are his words going to go any further than just being words?
No, I don't think so. But I wouldn't necessarily doubt that he means what he says. At least from his perspective, but I think he's about to be abandoned, which wouldn't surprise me at all. I don't think ultimately that the goal is peace, certainly not unity now, or the building of one state. I think this is a sort of divide the nation of Yemen so as to better concentrate on conquering those parts that need to be conquered from the Saudi perspective. After all, I mean, the Emirates really owned this southern enclave because they're the ones who are supplying the weapons and the training and that sort of thing. You can put that aside as pacified, and then you go move on to the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, before I let you go, of course, looking at the historical tensions between North and South Yemen, do you think that this plot by the Saudis and Emiratis, if they push ahead with it, can actually work?
Yeah, I think it can. I think that you have a enough people in this southern region who think that making a southern Yemen state again is necessary to their stability and the end of the war for them, that they'll go along with it. So I think it is possible.
All right, another twist in the plot there. That's Lawrence Davidson, lecturer with Westchester University, joining us via Skype from Pennsylvania. Mr. Davidson, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.